Seminole Bingo, you'll find that on Warren's 1995 album, Mutineer, which was on Giant Records. Dylan, Springsteen, Carl Hassian, Jackson Browne, the list goes on and on and on. Does it bother you that you've earned more admiration than you probably have money?
Well, it's true that I haven't been burdened with a great deal of commercial success over the fullness of time. But, you know, they asked my hero, Krzysztof Koslowski, the late, great Polish director, that same question. You know, the guy who directed Blue, White, and Red, among other things. And he said, I don't know, I think I'm already seated too far forward.
Tell us the story behind Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Did you actually find yourself in a situation that inspired that?
Well, we were in Kauai, in the Hawaiian Islands, and it was in 1977. And in the company of a waitress who proposed that we go visit somebody's plantation, and it turned out that we were visiting somebody's plantation, someone who wasn't home. And it kind of evolved out of that. It was an idea I had for, it was a kind of plea. But, Andy, I'm going to have to urge you to repeat the story you told me before we started this.
The great moment for me with Lawyers, Guns, and Money, I was down in Angola about 3 years ago doing some radio reports on the problem with landmines down there, and I was working with a British demining team in a town called Luena, which had been the scene of a front line. The centre of town had been the front line in a big battle between the government and UNITA forces, yeah, just a few months before I was there. And these guys were picking up not just landmines, but all kinds of ordnance from all over the town, off the streets, picking up 120mm mortars and things like that, and then stacking them all in the garden of the house that they rented, where on a Sunday they announced that there was no work being done that day. We were all just going to sit around the garden. And I found myself, like, mid-afternoon, sitting on the ground, on the lawn, in this garden, with a gin and tonic in my hand, and my back resting up against a great pile of Russian-made Katyusha rockets, which I don't know if you've ever seen them going off one of those launchers, but they're about 15, 20 feet long. And these things were unexploded, and the heat must have been 90 degrees or something like that. A thunderstorm looming as well. And they had one of those wallets with a few CDs in and a ghetto blaster. And they asked me if I'd like to choose something. I was leafing through it, and it was all dreadful stuff. Phil Collins and Simply Red and very, very mainstream. And then, for no reason which any of them could explain to me, tucked away in there was a copy of your album, A Quiet Normal Life, your greatest hits album, for want of a better phrase. And I just reached... I found myself in such a bizarre situation. I just reached across to one of these guys, handed him the CD and said, put this on. And about 20 seconds later, I'm sitting there in the middle of a war zone in Angola listening to Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Also, the mother of my children is a waitress.
I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be prouder.